fine festival we're having down in Waldo way. That's, let me get the, this road so close to the paper, I don't know if I can see it or not without my cheaters, but I'm gonna take a chance on it. It's the Dixieland Music Park. That's February the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And we got a fine lineup this time. I know you'll enjoy it. We got the Sally Mountain Show, which is great entertainers. I know most of you folks have seen them. And our buddy, Little Roy and the boys will be there, the Lewis family. I don't know if we can handle Little Roy or not. We never have been able to, but nevertheless, they're going to be with us, the Lewis family. And there's a character coming out here after a while to entertain you that you tell me what it is, and I'll tell you what to feed it. Fellow by the name of Bill Mounts and the Outlaws. I said, he is too much. They're going to be with us. And let me see now. And the Sullivan family from Alabama, they're going to be with us. And of course, our buddies from Folkestone, Rivergrass Review, a bunch of kids that's really fine entertainers, good bluegrass pickers. I know you'll enjoy them. Well, we just got a whole host of. Of course, the old man's going to be there, too, doing a little fiddling. Now, that is the 15th, 16th, and 17th of February. So make your plans to be there. We're sure looking forward to seeing you. I'll tell you what, while I'm at it, I got a couple more things. I'm not nervous. I'm just quick. Nervous as an old cow being milked with a cold pair of pliers. let me see now. Yeah, here it is. I think. Yeah, don't let your deal go down. That sounds like a good idea. All right, we'll do that. Don't let your deal go down before it's over with. Now, let's see. We got one more here. Oh, yeah. 44th wedding anniversary. For Mr. and Mrs. J.R. Thrift, that's right, Mr. and Mrs. J.R. Thrift, 44th wedding anniversary. Well, how great! Congratulations! And I'm going to dedicate my hymn to them today. But first, I want to tell you, I just spent my 39th anniversary with my pretty wife Rossi over there. Sure did. Stand up, honey. Are you available? Stand up and say hello to the folks. 39 years. I said, Rossi, honey, what would you like to do on our anniversary? She said, you know, I'd kind of like to relive our honeymoon. I said, that's a good idea. So we took off, went up the mountain, a little hideaway where we spent our honeymoon. And believe it or not, the same folks, the old man and the old lady run the hideaway that we did that 39 years ago. We had a walk through the same garden, you know, that we took a walk up through and ate at the same table that we ate at 39 years ago. Had the same food, same kind of glass of wine with our dinner. You ain't gonna believe this, but it's the truth. We had the same motel room that we had 39 years ago. We were laying there talking, you know, and she said, cut kind of romantic fight already. She said, you'll be honey. She called me honey that time. A lot of times she called me something I can't tell you about, but. She did. She said, Chubby, honey, she says, put your arm around me and give me a big old squeeze like you done 39 years ago. So, boy, I did. I just laid one on her, you know, just kind of like a bear, just real tight-like. Laid and talked to me, and she says, now, honey, she said, give me a big old kiss like you done 39 years ago. Whoo, fellas, I slopped one on her. Sound like an old cow pulling his foot out of the bog. You ain't never heard such kiss in your life I laid on that girl. So we let him talk a minute. She said, one more thing, honey. Said, bite me on the ear like you did 39 years ago. I jumped up and started across the room, you know, and she said, well, wait a minute. Come back, Chubby, honey. Where are you going? I said, I'm going to get my teeth. I'll be right back in a minute. I told her for a joke, but it happened now. It might be reality, I'll tell you for sure. All right, boy, get in the key of G. Let's take care of that real quick.